April 22nd is Record Store Day. In fact, it's the 10th anniversary of the day that celebrates independent stores across the country, as well as the music fans and artists that keep them thriving. You're listening to KNKX, and our very own Abe Beeson is a bit of a vinyl junkie. He sat down with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick to talk about his ever-growing collection and what he's looking forward to on Record Store Day.
Abe, why do you love vinyl?
Well, you know, I love music most of all, but there's something extra special about having that big piece of wax vinyl in your hands and pulling it out of the wrapper and putting it on the turntable and dropping the needle into the groove. And I think because I love music so much, I want to have music in a format that reflects my love of the music. So if you have a piece of vinyl, that's something special. Music online is... it's not worth anything, literally. People are getting that stuff for free. So you plunk down $20 for a record, and it's a little bit more reflective of the value I put on the music.
Well, you can find albums online and get them shipped to your house, but...
Several en route to me right now.
So there's that, but I think much of the attraction seems to be the hunt, going into the record store and not really knowing what you're going to find.
Yeah, and I try to make a point of going into record stores without any expectation of buying something. I want to be able to just go in there and enjoy the browsing, the window shopping, the hunting. And hey, if I find something great, but I don't want to go in and just spend money because I've got $20 burning a hole in my pocket. My record collection is too big for that now.
Oh, right. Well, do you have a whole room for it now? Or what
are
you talking about?
Yeah. I've got, I think, 8 crates. You know, those record crate size.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 full. And then 4 7-inch crates full. My collection is getting borderline impressive, Kirsten. What kind of collection do you have at home? You're collecting vinyl records, too.
I'm collecting them, and I had a good start from my parents. I have parental vinyl, which I appreciate. A lot of it's doo-wop and Dion and the Belmonts and Sam Cooke and things like that. And that really got me started on that.
So many days since you went away, I often think of you night and day.
And then my husband has a very vast collection. A lot of 80s punk and rock, but also a lot of jazz. And he is always on the hunt for obscure and cool jazz recordings. So we enjoy that. And it's fun to listen in the basement, just putting it on and just hearing it. And I also love the liner notes. Just love, especially on those like 50s and 60s jazz albums, just the liner notes. They were an art form.
Yeah,
right?
Some incredible jazz writers.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I've got a whole ritual. I'm not sure if you've got a ritual for playing records, but you pull the record out of your collection, you pull it out of the plastic slipcase, you pull the vinyl record out, you put it on the turntable, then you get out the felt duster, and then you get out the brush duster, and that's at 45 RPM, and then you bring it back down to 33, and then you put the needle on with the record stopped so it doesn't shoot right in to the groove, and then you hit press, and you find yourself a comfortable chair and a glass of scotch or a cup of coffee and read those liner notes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So your record shopping isn't just limited, though, to the Seattle-Tacoma area.
No. Yeah, one of my favorite things about hunting is hunting in strange locations. I think one of the more exciting trips I had was a recent trip to South America for a jazz festival. Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I found a little jazz record store in Buenos Aires, and I happened to find a copy of Art Blakey's classic album Live at Birdland from 1954 with Clifford Brown on trumpet and Lou Donaldson on saxophone. It was an Argentine pressing, so it's not something I'm going to find back home, and so it felt really special, and I think a couple of years later, I got a chance to meet Lou Donaldson and had him sign my copy of that record, which is also makes it even more fun.
Part of the fun is happening upon these places when you're away or
you're
traveling.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But another part is plotting out and finding where these stores are when you're planning your trip, right? Do you do that? My husband does that. Do you do that?
Yeah, yeah. Every time I go on a trip, I make little lists of the things, just a few things I want to do. I try to play it kind of loosey-goosey and just kind of wander through a new city. But I want to know every record store I can find online in that city. And then I can put them in order of, well, I got to go to this one. And then I probably should go to this one. And then if I've got time, I'll go to this one. And if I happen by this one, I'll check that out too.
Seems that all record lovers have a list of albums they're always searching for, always mm-hmm. kind of in the back of their mind. They have like maybe a top five. For me, it's kind of the lesser known Sam Cooke albums like Nightbeat or Mr. Soul or something like that. But what's on your kind of elusive list?
Well, I was a big collector when I was in college. I was collecting a lot of the wonderful local music that was coming out around here. And there are a few gems in that collection that I would still like to have at home. That first Mudhoney single, Touch Me, I'm Sick, would be really something to find. I have very little expectation it's going to be found around Seattle. So every time I'm in a different town, Portland or Albuquerque or whatever, check those singles. You never know. Some idiot might have slipped it in there, not known what it was worth. And then it's you struck gold.
Is Record Store Day a day that you really take the time to make sure you go out and visit some of the local record shops?
As any true record collector will tell you, Kirsten, every day is Record Store Day. But yeah, it's a special day. There's a lot of fun, exciting things that come out that day. A lot of fun reissues and colored vinyl and special editions that are very limited. And so for collectors, you kind of get excited about something that you might not find. Or once you do find it, nobody else has got it. So that's kind of fun, too. And the world of jazz has been, I think, one of the more exciting parts of Record Store Day lately, because a lot of old recordings have been long out of print, or maybe they've never been released. And there's a record company called Resonance that's been putting out a lot of unreleased Wes Montgomery albums and a few records from Jim Wilkie's recordings at the Penthouse in Seattle back in the 60s when he was doing radio broadcasts. You know, jazz happens in the moment, and if you got a good recording of a great performance by a band that's not around anymore, that's gold.
All right, Abe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
That was Abe Beeson and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick talking about Record Store Day. This tune we're hearing now is included on that recording Abe mentioned, Smokin' in Seattle Live at the Penthouse. It'll be released on limited edition vinyl LP April 22nd. You can find more details about Record Store Day at our website, knkx.org.